You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Some companies are starting to micromanage who sits where in the office, to the level of putting specific workers next to each other. Other companies change up the seating arrangements every few months. It might sound a little crazy, but there is method to the madness. Our workplace culture expert, Brandon Smith, is here to explain why some of us are playing musical chairs at work. Good to have you back.
I'm actually glad that I'm in my normal, usual chair.
No musical chairs in the studio
this morning.
No,
it's kind of nice.
What are organizations trying to accomplish when they're paying such close attention to who sits where and who sits next to whom?
It's a fascinating article, and what they found in here is no surprise to us, that the majority of conversations we have at work are going to be with those folks we sit close to. The number they came up with was 40 to 60% of your conversations are going to be done with the people close to you.
Which sounds about right.
Sounds about right. So they basically said, well, gosh, you know, if we move people around, everybody gets a deeper kind of network. They learn more about the people in the office, and they learn more about what other people do. Maybe break down things like silos. We often hear, you know, gosh, we want to break down silos. And ultimately become more creative, more innovative, because you're thinking differently.
Do you think it works?
I think it has its benefits. It can get you more aware of what other people do, building those relationships and those networks. So you're creating a little more efficiency, a little more effectiveness, a little more innovation in the workplace. I think those are good things.
I hear a really big but.
Yeah. There are some downsides to this. You need to be intentional and manage this. So you've got to be really thoughtful. So in the article, they go a little deeper and they talk about people saying, gosh, you know, I really think about personalities and who was you know, political affiliations and who was loud, who was quiet, and not put people that might be combustible next to each other.
Right. There's almost an emotional aspect to this in terms sort of your workers' temperament and their disposition on any given day.
Yep. And they said that basically the two most contagious energy levels are one, they call it more of the California style. It was this kind of relaxed, laid back, very contagious. So you want to put that relaxed person with maybe a high stress group to calm them down. But the other one that was very contagious was the high stress, anxious person. So you want to be careful you're not spreading the anxiety throughout the office by moving this anxious person around. So it requires a little more thought around social engineering. Now I'll say my last but in the whole thing. I'm a fan of having a home base, a space to come back to where I can do my work. For me personally, this would drive me nuts. That little bit of anxiety that I would feel every time I got moved would have me not focusing on my work and focusing more on that discomfort.
Do you actually end up getting the innovation that you're looking for, that spark?
I would argue only if that's being driven from above. If you just mix people together and cross your fingers and hope innovative, creative stuff comes out of that without kind of setting those expectations, it's just not going to happen.
Brandon Smith teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Georgia State University. He's also a workplace consultant and career coach. Thanks.
I am happy that I'll be coming back to the same chair next week.
Read more from Brandon on the Working and Career blog at gpb.org. And send us your ideas or questions for future conversations right there or on Twitter at the WP Therapist or at JStuNews.